Okay, so we were discussing yesterday the sugya of getting rishus from the Reish Kalusa or from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to paskin. We'll see exactly more details on Amud Beis why it is that you need the rishus. I mean, after all, if you've learned the relevant material, surely that would suffice, but we'll see later on. And we'll also see later on our Amud that we're going to see today. What exactly does that mean to get rishus? What are the words? Is it a certificate? Is it a declaration? What exactly is that process? Either way, if you remember yesterday, we were discussing the Talmidei Chachamim of Bavel are considered to be of higher caliber than those of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the question therefore becomes, can a Dayan and the Reish Galusa, can the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael give rishus for those to paskin in Bavel, or perhaps not, because he's of a lower caliber. So we said that no, he cannot. So we're going to see more about that now. So let's continue in the Gemara. The first word on the line that we're going to begin with, the first word on the line is Mahani. We've just now concluded that Mehosam Lahocha, meaning from there to here. What does that mean from there to there? From here, there is Eretz Yisrael and here is Bavel. Rishus cannot be granted. If you remember, we said yesterday, within Bavel and within Eretz Yisrael, Rishus can be granted. From Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, rishus can be granted, but not from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So the Gemara now asks the following question. If you have it again, it's the word. The first word on the line is Mahani, says the Gemara. V'ho, Rabba Baba Huna. We have a story from Rabba Baba Huna which does not seem to fit in with what we just paskened. Why? What was the story? We have a story with Rabba Baba Huna. He have a mincy when he was arguing Bahodi together with the Bay Reish Galusa, with the household of the Reish Galusa. He said the following statement. Omar, he said, Lav minaychu nakitna rishusa. I did not get my rishus from you. In other words, I'm not answerable to you. This is what Rabba Bahuna seemed to have had a bit of a bitter argument with the members of the household of the Reish Galusa. And he said, listen, I'm not answerable to you. I never got my rishus from the Reish Galusa. Rather, where did I get it from? Rather, Nakitna Rishusa, I got my Rishus, Mei Abba Mori, from my father. V'Abba Mori Mei Rav, who in turn got it from Rav. V'Rav Mei Rav Chiya, and he in turn got it from Rav Chiya. And he in turn, Rav Chiya Mei Rebbe. Now, Rebbe is from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, this seems to contradict the principle that we said yesterday, because we said that permission cannot be given from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And yet here we have exactly that. So what's going on? Here we have Rabba Huna maintaining that he got Rishus from all the way back to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, no, bit of a strange answer. He didn't mean it literally, rather, b'milsa da'alma hu da'oikim lehu. He was just trying to, as it were, put him in place, put him in his place with some sharp words, but it cannot mean it literally. Is that how Art Scroll translates it?
Yeah, stop them with mere words.
something with mere words, and therefore, but it was not to be taken literally, because you're quite right. Halachically, permission, rishus, cannot be granted from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. The problem,
Rabbi, quick question. Hypothetically, couldn't you track all the rishuse in Bavel back to Eretz Yisrael? Like, if you're going to do that already and go back to the who gave Mismich and who gave Mismich and who gave Mismich and who gave Mismich, it all tracks back before there was a Golus. So then, hypothetically, you could make this argument forever.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure what the answer is. Says the Gemara, one second. If it does not help, we've just established that Rishus granted from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel does not help. But if you remember in a previous Gemara, we discussed a few lines above, Rababah Chano, who actually did get Rishus from Eretz Yisrael. Now the problem is, Rabbi Bachano lived in Bavel. He received Rishus from Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara established, well, that doesn't help much. So the question is, well, if it doesn't help much, then why did he seek Rishus? V'chimeachad le'mahani is Rabbi Bahuna Rishusa denokat lomo li? Question mark. So then, why on earth did he receive Rishus from Eretz Yisrael if that does not help? It does not have any validity in Bavel. The answer is La Arioris O'imdim Al Hagvulin. Because there are some cities which are on the border between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. And as we'll see in a minute in Rashi, we consider them to be part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, even though he was giving Rishus to a Dayan who lived in Bavel, but it was to Paskin in Eretz Yisrael. Because those cities on the border are considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Look at Rashi. Loi minaychu nokitna rishus. I never got rishus from you, and therefore ve'eni kofuf lochem. If I'm not, I don't have to bend. I'm not answerable to you. Al hagvulin. If those cities are on the border, hanim shalchois achar Eretz Yisrael, and they follow Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, ultimately, the permission given, the rishus given, was by Eretz Yisrael for cities who are considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. That's fine. They cannot give permission for judgment in Bavel, but this is still within the territory of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, back into the Gemara. This is not difficult, so we're going to try and move fairly quickly. My rishusa. So what exactly was the rishus that he got? We're saying he got rishus, albeit not to Paskin in Bavel, but at least to Paskin in Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean, rishus? Do you have to have an exam? Do you have to have a ceremony? Do you have to have a declaration? What is rishus? The Gemara says, Ki hava nochis Rabba Bachano le'Bavel. When Rabba Bachano went down to Bavel, or about to go to Bavel, says the Gemara, Omar le Reb Chiya le Rebbe. So Reb Chiya said to Rebbe, Ben Ochi, the son of my brother, meaning Rab Bachano, Yoireid le Bavel, is going to Bavel. And therefore the question is, obviously, is he allowed to paskin? So he said, Yoira? Is he allowed to paskin? Shailas Yoira refers to Yoiridea, meaning Shailas of Tuma, the Tahara. And he said, Yoira, yes, he may indeed paskin. And then he said, Yodin? Question mark. Is he allowed to also adjudicate in monetary matters? Yes. Yodin, he may. Yatir b'choyrois. Is he allowed to paskin that a firstborn animal is permitted to be slaughtered. In other words, we know that a behemah, which is essentially a bechor, should not be eaten. It's got to be brought as a korban. But if it's got a mum, some type of blemish, then it's not brought as a korban, and it can be slaughtered to be eaten in a regular way. But you need a psak. You need somebody who's an expert on mumin, as we'll see more about this later on, to be able to declare that this is really considered a blemish. So is he allowed to paskin in those halachas as well? And he said, Yatir, yes, he is. So again, who is the story happening to? It's Rabba Bar Chana. Reb Chiya is asking Rebbe, on behalf of Rabba Chana, who he calls his nephew, can he have rishus to paskin in these three areas, in ritual law, in monetary law, in halachos of bechoros? And he said yes.
Is this the origin of when people say my smicha is yora yora, yodin yodin?
Correct, 100%. Says Rashi, Yoira is the Veheta. Omalahem Rabbi Yoira. Yes, he may. Well, the come on Parich, and later on the Gemara is going to ask Igomir, if he's really learned all the material, Lomalei Roshus. Why do you actually need Roshus in Hayra? What's the whole concept of seeking permission, as it were, to paskin? If you've learned the relevant material, then presumably you're qualified. Yodin Birushus v'yipotim. Remember, we said yesterday that if you paskin monetary shilas birushus and you're sanctioned to do so, well, then if you make a mistake, you do not have to. So he was telling him, yes, you have permission to do that as well. Says Rashi, Yatir b'bechoros. What does that mean? Yireh b'mumin. Is he allowed to see animals, meaning to judge whether they are considered to have a blemish? B'mumin. Ve'im kavua'hu. There's different types of mumin. You have a mum kavua, a permanent blemish, and a temporary blemish. So obviously, you have to have somebody who's qualified to assess whether this constitutes a mum in the first place, number one, and number two, what type of mum is it? Is it kavua or not? So ve'im kavua hu yatirenu l'sheichtoi. Then he will permit it to be shechted. To be yoimei the Rebbe, because in the times of Rebbe, ein lebechoir takona ad sheyipol boi mum. In the times of Rebbe was after the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, if a Bechor is born, you can't bring it as a korban because there's no Beis HaMikdash. The only thing you have to do is just have to wait patiently until it gets a mum, at which point, then it's finally permitted for regular slaughter. But as long as it has not got a mum, essentially it's got to be brought as a korban. You can't bring it as a korban because there's no Beis HaMikdash, so you're stuck. Says Rashi, Ubiyoyme de Rebbe, in the times of Rebbe, Ein lebechor takona. There is no takona, there's nothing you can do with a bechor whatsoever. Ad sheyipol boi mum. Until a mum will land on this animal. The achah churban hoya, because he was after the churban. And he was after the churban, there's no concept of a korban. So we have to compare now two stories. Story number one is, as we see, that Rishus is being granted to Rabba Chana to paskin in three areas of halacha. Number one, ritual law. Number two, monetary law. And number three, laws of Bechor. Now we have another story. Ki havanochis Rav leBavel. First story was Rabba Chana. When Rav went to Bavel, so again, Omalei Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chiya once again approached Rabbi and he said, Ben Achoisi, not the son of my brother, but this time it's the son of my sister, Yoireid Lebovel. So once again, I'm seeking permission on his behalf to paskin shailas. Yoireh? Yes, Yoireh. Yodin? Yes, Yodin. Yatir B'choirois? No. Al Yatir. So for some reason, Rebbe did not allow Rav to paskan shailas of Bechor. He did allow Rabbi Bachanan, as we saw early on, but he did not allow Rav. Now, why he did not allow Rav, we'll see later on in the Gemara. Now, says the Gemara, Maishno lamar, the Kokori ben Achi. Why the first one did he call my brother's son? Umaishno lamar, the Kokori ben Achoisi. One he called my brother's son, one he called my sister's son. Is that true? Was that really the family relationship? Vechite mohochi have a maisa. And if you're going to tell me, well, it really was so. One of them was the son of his brother, one of them was the son of his sister, and therefore that's obviously the way that he referred to him. But he says, no, it can't be. Why? The Ha'omar Mar. Surely Mar said, Avoy, Avoy, Rashi says, was the father of Rav. Was the father of Rav. Avoy, V'chano, who was the father of Rabbo, V'shilo, Umarta, V'Rebbe Chiyu, all of these very, very impressive list of Amoraim, Kulu b'nei Abba bar Acha, are all the sons of Abba, the son of Acha, Karsala, Mikafri Hava, of a place called Kafri. So, what's the Gemara's question?
They're both sons of his brother.
That means Avu or Evu and Rav Chano, they were both the father of, one was the father of Rabbi, one was the father of Rav, they were brothers. So it turns out that the relationship, in fact, was not son of my brother and son of my sister. So why did he refer to them as such? Says the Gemara, Rav bar Achva, Dahava bar Achte. Rav was also Rav Chia's sister's son. However, and that's why he called him that, whilst Rabba bar Chana bar Achva de Lav bar Achse. So both of them were nephews through the brother. One of them was a nephew also through the sister. Therefore, in order to distinguish between the two, for one of them he called my brother's son and one he called my sister's son. The Iboyes Eimer, alternatively, the reason why he referred to him as such is for a different reason. Al Sheim Chochmosai, because of his wisdom. That means he referred to Rav as the son of my sister. Why? Because of his wisdom. Now, why? Because he's wise. Is that a reason to call him the son of my sister? Says Rashi, says the Gemara, based on a Pasuk in Mishlei. Diksiv emor lechochma achoisi at. So you see that chochma is referred to for some reason as achoisi, my sister. So therefore, as a term of praise, how did he want to refer to him in order to have a connotation that he has chochma? He referred to him as the son of my sister, because sister is a reference to chochma. Fine. Now, says the Gemara, if you look at the top Rashi firstly, Al Shem Chochmosai, Shehoyo Rav Chocham B'Yosef, because Rav was extremely wise, and therefore, Korilei Ben Achoisai. Therefore, that's why he called him the son of my sister. So again, we have two Tirutzim. According to the first Teretz, that was in fact the family relationship. According to the second Teretz, it wasn't, but it's just a phrase referring to Chochmah. Now, says the Gemara, Yatir Bechoirois al Yatir. He did not allow him to paskin Shilas of Bechoirois. Question is, why not? Says the Gemara, my timer. Why not? What was the reason that he was not sanctioned to paskin Shilas of Bechoir? Ilema Mishum Deloy Chakim. If you're going to tell me because he simply was not a bigger Talmud Chacham enough, he wasn't wise enough, but you just told me he was wise. Haka Amrinon the Chakim Tuva. You just told me that he was extremely learned. Says Rashi, second Rashi. Haka Omar the Chakim Tuva Daha Tiratsta, because you yourself just answered the Al Shem Chachmasai. It was precisely because of his chokhmah. That's why Kariya ben Achosei. That's why he was called the brother, the son of the sister. So clearly he was a chokham. So that cannot be the reason why he's not allowed to pass from Shilas of Bechor. Hello, says the Gemara, because Mishum Deloy Beki, or Deloy Boki. Because he was not an expert b'mumi in the subject of mumim. Yes, he was a big Talmud Chacham. Yes, he was very learned. But it happened to be that he was not a boki in the subject of mumim. And therefore Rav, albeit a big Talmud Chacham, but was not considered eligible to paskin shailas of Bukhar. Says the Gemara, one moment. The Ha'omar Rav, but didn't Rav himself say Shmoina Osor Chadoshim? 18 months Gidalti Eitzel Roya Behemo. I spent with a shepherd. I spent 18 months with a shepherd. Leida Eze Mum Kavua Ve'eze Mum Oive. In order to learn all the halachas, what is considered a permanent blemish? What's considered a temporary blemish? So how can you tell me that Rav, albeit a Talmud Chacham, but is not an expert in Mumin, but Rav himself said that he spent a year and a half studying all these halachas, so that would surely suggest that he's a great expert in this area. So the Gemara says, you're right. It can't be because he's not a Chacham. It can't be because he's not an expert in this area. Hello, lechalek loy kovoid l'rabba bachano. If you remember, in the first story, Rabba Bachano was issued permission to paskin shailas of mumin, so that in order there should be no competition, and he should therefore get the respect, as we'll see in a moment in Rashi, why he needed it. Because he will now be considered the sole posuk in the halacha of mumin. Well, that's why only he was granted permission to paskin in mumin, but not Rav. But not because Rav was not an expert, he clearly was a great expert. Now, this obviously needs explanation, because in as much as we're going to consider it important that Rabba Hanna got his covered, well, why would it not be significant that Rav should get his covered as well? So look at Rashi. Lechale covered l'Rabo, kedei sheyinagu boy b'nei Bovel. In order that in Bovel, people should treat him with covered. Covered. Therefore, shovak lehai chashivusa. Therefore, they left that great covered with him. He is now the undisputed authority on the issue of Bechoirim, and that way he was guaranteed to have the correct respect. So what about Rav? The Ilula Rav Avanagi be Yokar Belav Hochi. Because Rav was considered with great reverence anyway. Therefore, we didn't need to be concerned what's going to happen with his covered. He was anyway extremely well-respected. Rabba Bachano, for whatever reason, was not so well-respected. So that's why, in order to promote him, Therefore, we're giving him sole jurisdiction. He's going to be the only one to paskin shailas of mumin. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two. V'ibayis emah. Alternatively, we can suggest differently. What did we just say? We just said that Rav actually was a great expert in mumin. In fact, he spent a year and a half studying the subject. So what's the problem? The problem, says the Gemara, that is the problem. It's precisely because he's an expert, that's what's so worrying. Why is that worrying? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the Bayesema, alternatively, Mishum ha gufe. It is that very reason the Rav Bekia b'mumitfe, precisely because he's a great Boki in Mumin, that really poses the problem. Why does that pose the problem? Why is that a problem if he's such a great expert in Mumin? The answer is, says the Gemara, the Shari Mumi, precisely because he's such a great expert, he may therefore declare permissible a particular case. Mumi, a certain type of mum, de lo yodi inshi, a certain type of mum which is unknown to other people. Precisely, he's the only one who knows it because he's such a great boki. So they'll bring him this animal. Other so-called experts did not discern any mum, but Rav, because of his great bekiyos, did. So he'll say, ah, fine, so this is a mum, and the animal can now be slaughtered. Why is that a problem? Va'omri. And people will now say, ki hai gavna shora Rav. People will say, ah, in a future case, when an animal one day will be brought to another poisek, they'll say, ah, I think it was something like this that Rav was matir. Va'osi lemishre mum over. And they might come to permit even a mum over. Meaning, we said before that not every mum allows an animal to be slaughtered, only if it's a mum kavua, a permanent blemish, whereas a mum over, a temporary blemish, not so. One needs to be an expert to be able to discern between a mum over and a mum kavua. So imagine you have an animal that they bring to Rav, and he's such a great boki, and he's able to discern that, yes, this is a mum kavua, and I therefore feel fully confident to paskin that this animal therefore may be slaughtered because it's got a real proper mum. Based on that, this could cause mistakes in the future. Because maybe in the future, people will see a mum. It'll actually be a mum oiver, which means a temporary blemish, but they will mistakenly compare it to that which Rav had permitted in the past, when really Rav, of course, was only matir a mum kavua. So precisely because he's a boki and therefore can feel confident to permit animals where others would not be able to do so, this could cause mistakes. And therefore, it's better if Rav therefore does not paskin, because if he does not paskin, so in the future they'll be machmir. If they see a mum and they're not sure if it's kavua or oivers, they'll be machmir and say, well, it's better not to slaughter it. Well, I'd rather there be machmir when they didn't need to, rather than being chas v'shalom mekel when they weren't allowed to. And they might well be mekel based on Rav's expertise. Have a look at Rashi. Ibois ema, hoda ka'omar aliyate, that which we said that he should not adjudicate in those cases, mishum hi gufa. Precisely because, mishum ha milsa, exactly because of this, the Ka'omar, Shmoina Asa Chadoshim Gidalti. Yes, because he'd spent so long, 18 months with a shepherd, therefore he really is the undisputed expert. So what will happen? Others, he'll be able to permit a mum d'lo yodi imshi. Einoi nikar l'rabim shehu mum. It could be something where it's not nikar to the rabbim. The masses, your average poisek, who's not an expert, is unable to discern that this is a real mum, and they want it to be machmir. They brought it to Rav, and Rav says, no, it really is a proper mum, and you can permit it. Oh, really? We didn't know that. Rav's very easygoing. So maybe in the future, other dayanim will be easygoing, as it were, quote unquote, when in fact Rav was never easygoing. It was just with his great expertise, he was able to discern what's a mum kavua. Yes, Rav.
Is this a klal across all halacha, where if one person is such a mumcha and he knows more, and this could open up a door for a million subjects where one Correct. Person knows so much more, and so therefore we don't trust him because now everybody's going to think they're as smart as him and make mistakes.
Yes, it's a fair point. You need to know where to take this. But I'll kopon him. So either we don't want Rav to paskin shailos a mumin in order to allow kovod to be accorded to Rav Bachana, or precisely because he was such a great expert, that he's the only one who has the shoulders, as it were, to be makel, and this could cause mistakes while other people will be makel, when in fact they should never have done so. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach. We'll pick this up tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Shukoach.